Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Now, this is the one place you could come to get the latest celebrity gossip. Now, Brad is out today, but don't worry. We're here to represent in our absence. And over on the west side, we got Heidi and Frank lighting it up for us. What up, y'all?
Hey!
So later on, Meek Mill opens up about a double date he had with Nicki, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. And let's say things didn't really go smoothly.
Ooh.
Plus, Madonna is once again in these streets coming for Lady Gaga. We'll explain more later. But Heidi, what's going on over there?
We got to talk Kanye. Kanye West is, of course, being called out again on social media. He attended a Broadway musical last night called The Cher Show. Yes, I know. It's on the top of your list, Frank.
Yeah.
To go see. Opening night was last night, and there were a ton of celebrities there, including Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. And Jared Spector, he's an actor, and he plays the role of Sonny. And he was not happy with Kanye's audience etiquette, so much so that he tweeted at him. He said, "Hey, at Kanye West, so cool that you're here. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. It's opening night. Kind of a big deal for us. Thanks so much."
Ooh.
So he looked at his phone the whole time. Probably had good seats, front row, so people can see him.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
You know, Kanye clearly got the message. He replied back at this guy on Twitter saying, "The dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I grab each other's hand and sing 'I Got You, Babe.' Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece." How, as a performer, do you not know etiquette when somebody's performing, talking into a microphone, acting on stage, that you give them attention? I can't stand that. It's like,
because
you know better.
Well, for him, not to his defense, but a rap show is completely different from a theater. So
yeah.
You know, at a rap show, that's all they do is have a phone in their hand, recording you, posting, etc.
By the way, Frank's been on his phone the entire time we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
I hear it, Frank. That's so rude. It's bad dish
Portia,
etiquette.
You on Words with Friends too? I'll hit you up with the game.
I'm gonna tweet you a bad tweet.
Why don't you try appreciating all the energy we're putting into
it?
My God.
My energy was in the opener. You see all that energy?
He shot his wad early. As usual.
Well, right, so we discussed this before here on Dish Nation a few days ago. Toni Braxton was on the Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk last Monday, was asked about a divorce with Mint Condition singer Keri Lewis. Well, she revealed that she had to pay alimony out to her ex and made a comment that caught his attention. Take a look.
Well, in my divorces, I never got nothing from nobody. Never asked for nothing from nobody.
Suppose you had to pay somebody.
That would be...
You'd be mad,
I
right?
I would be mad.
That's what I was angry
about. Yeah, I'm not
angry
doing
that. I mean, I went through this phase like, ooh, men are the new bitches.
So,
it's a great phrase. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too. Well, apparently after she said that, there was a couple people who was mad at it. Well, actually one person in particular, Lewis. He took to his Instagram to tell his side of the story. He claimed Tony's lawyer suggested the prenup and didn't even have his own lawyer, and that he received alimony for just 3 years. That was from 2012 to 2014. Mm-hmm. He also added, in addition, while I often did not agree with the creative liberties that were taken in representing our relationship, Tony's book, Lifetime movie, Braxton Family Values, Red Table Talk, we are raising two sons, and it can never be to the degree of her referencing me as a bitch. That's a problem.
I'm agreeing with him on this, and ladies, everybody out there watching, if we're going to stand on these boxes and go, it's all about equality and equality and equality, listen, this, if she's made the money, the most money, and whatever the rules are in the relationship, it's like we can't get mad at the thing that women have been doing. I mean, you're raising children. Don't call your baby's father a bitch. That's, you should never. I don't know. I don't like it. I think if we're about equality, then whatever the rules are, that's the rules we follow.
But she's
women
saying
pay, men
that
pay, whatever.
She's saying that he's the new bitch, meaning that bitches always got child support, bitches always got alimony, and now she's being treated. So she's actually saying that she's been treated equally.
Oh, but it's still an insult. Call him a bitch, though. She just said men are the new bitch.
Exactly.
Men are the new bitch.
Yeah.
No.
Call me what you want. Get my damn alimony check. How about that?
Exactly.
Have that in the mail. Okay. Thank you.
Call me whatever you
call
want.
Call me what you want, baby.
I'll
but
be
call
a
me
bitch,
your
I'll
ex
be.
First. I'm your ex, bitch.
Who do I make this check out to?
Bitch. Yeah. Yesterday, the icon Madonna decided to reheat an old beef with Lady Gaga. Yes, I guess this all started back in 2012 when Madonna called Gaga's song Born This Way reductive. Which basically means you called it simple and crude.
That's how dumb I am. I didn't even know what reductive was.
Right. Thank you for the meaning, Frank. I had no idea.
I thought it'd be reduced.
And since Lady Gaga has been out promoting A Star Is Born, Gaga has repeated a phrase in a few interviews about people believing in your talents. Take a look.
You know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe, but all it takes is one.
You know, 100 people can be in a room and 99 don't believe in you, and just one person believes in you, and it can change everything.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and just one does.
All right,
Gaga. Is she on a presidential campaign tour?
Yeah, that's odd when you hear it like that. Yeah.
And the bewilderment in her face every time she said it, like it was the first time she said it. Like,
it just came to my mind right now.
Well, Madonna recognized the phrase as something that she said back in the day. Take a look.
And there's 100 people in the room and 99 people say they liked it. I only remember the one person who didn't.
It's very similar, but yes, it's the exact opposite meaning.
Still, it's she bit that off of Madonna, and so what? What's wrong with that?
Well, Madonna's version was more reductive.
Yes, of course, it's way more reductive. So Madonna posted a picture of herself with this caption, "Don't f*** me Monday."
Oop.
I think, is it, don't f*** me Monday.
Is Madonna reaching here with the remix of what she said back in the
Here's
day?
Here's what I think. I think when you're Madonna and you've reached the level, I mean, she is a legend. I think when you reach that level, you don't throw shade on anybody because, you paved the way, and maybe Lady Gaga looked at you and went, man, I loved her, and I'm sort of, maybe she did copy a little bit or whatever.
But honey, if that's the case, though, why doesn't Gaga just go ahead and just, you know, reverence Madonna and, like, honor her?
She could have said, you know, Madonna said once that, you know, that always stuck with me, said that every interview. Madonna said once.
Yeah. But it's kind of like the pop version of like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. You know the person who's higher up isn't going to give love to the new person. So, you know, you can either play that game and be like real nasty with it, or you can get petty. I think this is Lady Gaga being like mad petty.
Well, Frank started this whole story saying Madonna decided to reheat an old beef with Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga took that old beef and she wore it as a dress.
Oh, yes, she did. Yeah. And this time it was cooked. Because I'll feed it.
I can smell her cum.
Well, sometimes being on the top of the list doesn't have any privileges. Because a London-based marketing firm, Verb, came up with a list of the top actors in the worst-rated films of the last 20 years using the scores of movies reviewed on a site called Metacritic. Mm. So holding down number one spot is Jessica Alba for some of the flops that she's done in the past. One of them being Valentine's Day and Good Luck, Chuck.
I didn't see either one of those.
Me
either. Are they just awful?
I only know her good movies. Is that
Jessica Alba?
Good thing?
Honey, Frank? Remember Jessica Alba and Honey?
Jessica Alba hasn't been in that many good movies.
I mean, Good Luck Chuck was good.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, and Holding It Down for Men is a surprise for me. Mike Epps at number one.
For what movie?
Well, Soul Men and Sparkle.
Oh, Sparkle was good.
Did they leave anybody off this list? I mean, I know Halle Berry has to be on there. She's done so many horrible movies. Like Catwoman, sacked.
She's always losing her kid and trying to get a kid back.
Yeah. But she's really good at that role. She really looks worried.
She lost Isaiah that one time. Well, coming up next, we're going to find out what new career might have Gary leaving Dish Nation. And if you hate your nose, there's a new solution that doesn't require surgery. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Hey Crack, and the busiest time of the year is upon us. Chances are you're going to need stamps. Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you can now get postage on demand. With Stamps.com, you can access all the services of the post office right from your desk or wherever you are. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package 24 hours a day. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that allows you to weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage every time. We use Stamps.com here at Dish Nation, and I absolutely love it. It's extremely convenient and it saves us so much time. And to top it off, it only took us seconds to start our account. But here's the best part. Right now you can use the promo code DISH for a special offer. A 4-week trial that includes postage and a digital scale. Trust me, you guys don't want to wait to try this. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone on the top of the homepage and type in DISH. That's stamps.com and enter DISH. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Well, guys, one of my favorite television shows airs tonight, which just happens to be your show, TV One's Ricky Smiley For Real. And Gary, this week, baby, you showed out. Ricky gave you the task of selling his Bankhead property. Take a look.
Walk on in. Feel all the love here, the beautiful furniture, the nice velour. Well, this is good wood. Do you have good wood?
I do, sir.
Oh, great. Oh, no wonder you had to get it. But anyway, check this out. This lovely countertop, honey, from Stone Mountain. Oh, these were Bankheads. Yeah. So what brought y'all to this neighborhood? Because you know this neighborhood is full of African Americans.
His job is bringing us to Bankhead.
Oh, were you in Bankhead?
I do law enforcement.
Oh, well, no wonder you moving here. You can protect the neighborhood. And you won't be scared.
Yeah, you did not have to show out like that.
Relatives do.
But you was reading the customers. You was coming for them.
And your lies were hard. Yeah. You were telling hard lies.
No, I mean, it was all true and factual.
But, Gary, we had no idea this was your side hustle. I mean, you, first of all, you actually said with a straight face that the granite was from Stone Mountain.
But you know that granite come from Stone Mountain, man.
Do you have a realtor's license?
In some cities, you don't have to have a license. Because in Bankhead, you could do it, as long as you do it.
Bankhead like that. Like, they just ain't got no law. They got a law.
So when you show houses, do you always wear, like, that quiz show host suit?
Oh, no. Hey, Craig, that was the African dictatorship.
Oh!
That's the same jacket that you had on your cover, Gary.
But honestly, I believe the same day.
That is a fashion faux pas.
No, of course, we filmed the same day.
No, your hair looks different.
You had a damn lie.
No, actually, we filmed that same day.
So you did the reality show, then you did the photo shoot?
Yes, I did. I had to go hurry up. No, I had to do the photo shoot first. Then I had to go hurry up and sell my house.
So you know you done messed up, right? Because in the reality show, your hair was low.
Yes.
And then in the photo shoot, you have like a full head of hair.
Yes.
Because he did like an extension thing. He said he was.
Boy!
Well, moving on, there's a new bizarre beauty trend going around called wax nose jobs.
What?
Now, usually on the gram, you see random beauty influencers getting all dolled up and giving tips on how to get the perfect look. Well, this trend takes things a step further, and women are now molding wax onto their noses to get that perfect beak and then ripping it off.
You are kidding me.
Now, it's something you guys see to believe. Check it out.
It's a whole face.
Who is that? Oh, my God. Oh.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't even know what to say. Like, that is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous now, but it's cute because you could be a whole new person.
But, Gary, so much could happen. Like, what if you're talking on the phone and drop your phone and now you got a dent or somebody hit you in the face and you got a dent on your damn nose? Like,
Yeah, and I kiss hard. So, like, if we, like, you know, like, making out and then your nose kind of just, like, starts sliding off, I'm out.
What happened to just contouring? Just a little light on the outside. Like, that's all you need. Now, Hatcrack, have you ever gone to bed with a beautiful woman like she clearly was and then wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know who it was?
No. Because, like, I don't go with people that OD on makeup.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or do you know?
I know. Like,
because some women actually wake up earlier than the guy to get their face back together.
Well, usually on my dates, I'll go through the drive-thru car wash, and I roll their window down just to make sure.
What the hell?
Up next, Meek Mill dishes the D's, honey, on an awkward celebrity date moment involving Beyonce and Jay-Z right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Well, rapper Meek Mill was released from jail 8 months ago, and a lot has happened to him. He's become the face of prison reform, just dropped his anticipated new album, Championship, and Meek has also squashed his beef with Drake.
Oh, that's what we're beefing.
Yeah, but then remember they were on stage together and hugged and stuff?
Oh.
Yeah, it was a cute little makeup session. Oh. Well, recently, Meek sat down to do an interview with Elliot Wilson for Tidal about everything going on in his life, and Meek talked about a very awkward celebrity double date he had. Take a look.
I was with Nicki and we going on Hov and Beyonce, like, come out and eat with us. I'm from the hood. Hov and Beyonce, like, come eat with us. I'm like, damn, I'm about to double date with Hov and Beyonce right now. Man, we get up in this joint. So Hov got the playlist. He just clicking through. He clicking through back to back. Come on by mistake while we at the table. I'm like, oh, what the f-? So Beyonce and Hov and Nicki, everybody just looking like, they don't know what the f- going on.
I know that had to feel crazy.
Oh, so Jay-Z was being messy.
You know, when you're fumbling through your phone, sometimes things will happen, but
right.
I've never accidentally hit play on a whole song. Especially a song about a person while he's sitting there at dinner.
But I wonder if he apologized, because that was tacky.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, but my question is, though, was Peter waiting outside for him?
Peter, with that jacket?
That damn big old polar bear here.
Well, it could be faux fur. Yeah, it could be faux fur.
But we doubt
it. Probably
not. Knowing me, probably not.
Yeah. And then the thing about it is you out with, like, your idol, your girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, and Beyonce. So you, like, super embarrassed.
Only thing it could have been worse if, like, Drake was, like, Jay-Z's screensaver, like, on his phone.
But the fact that he even on his playlist and Meek, you not on the playlist.
Well, I'm sure that there probably had to be a Meek Mill song on there. Because, like, Jay-Z has been, like, a mentor to Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's, like, you know, talked them through his whole incarceration and whatnot.
But, you know, when you go on double dates with couples, you got to make sure that couple matches you. Because this was awkward, but it can be really awkward. Like, y'all conversation could not match. The husbands may not really like each
exactly.
other. Then it's like, we making
it's
up for the...
It's forcing the conversation. I wish I could go on a double date. I got first to get a date.
Well, as soon as you get one, let me know. Maybe y'all can be our other couple.
Yeah, for the new year.
Mm-hmm. But y'all can't be doing all that kissing at the table and stuff.
No public display, honey.
All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
And I have just the thing to help things get lit for the holiday season. And I do mean lit. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Deluxe Atomic Lighter. And it doesn't need any gas or butane to work, so it's fuel-free and rechargeable.
So how long does each charge last?
Well, it holds up to 100 lights per charge, and it can withstand the elements. So if you're outside, it's windproof, and it lights even if it gets wet.
Ooh, and it's such a pretty blue color. I can't wait to light my holiday candles with this.
And speaking of the holidays, the Atomic Lighter makes a perfect gift because it comes with this classy velveteen pouch, and it comes with this really cool gift box.
All right, so how much is it?
Now, normally a lighter like this would cost $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, you not only get one, but two just for $19.
Oh, that's two?
Yeah.
These are great stocking stuffers.
Indeed, indeed. Don't give it to a pyromaniac, though. Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent. You.
Up next, a celebrity is decorating his Christmas tree naked. Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. You know, usually you decorate your Christmas tree around Thanksgiving, so you have like an entire month to enjoy it. Well, Max Schmerkowski,
that's
the guy from Dancing with the Stars. Well, he decided to start a new tradition this holiday season, trimming his Christmas tree a butt naked.
Well, that's how I usually trim my Christmas tree. Butt naked, I get, you know, it's just got to trim it down a little bit, you know, get the rough branches off.
Yeah, sure, deck the halls. Well, Peta Murgatroyd, that's his wife, she snapped a photo of her hubby trimming the Christmas tree, and she captioned it, "I wouldn't normally share a picture of such content, but I walked out of the kitchen and saw this. Hashtag not mad at it. Hashtag top of the morning to you. Hashtag you're welcome." I know your wife, and I think if she walked in on you decorating the Christmas tree, she'd be like, "What are you doing? Go get dressed, God!"
She wouldn't even care. That's why the two ornaments I'm putting on are blue this year.
They're just hanging really low on the tree. That's the only two there.
Exactly. The only two ornaments on the tree, they're together with sad faces, and they're both blue.
You'd like doing things naked?
Oh, yeah. And when I'm at home, I love to fry bacon while hula hooping in front of angry cats.
Wow. Number one, remind me to never have breakfast at your house.
It's a good time. Bring your cat over. He's going to love it.
I'm not bringing my cat anywhere near your penis.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.